Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere just outside the town of Sledgeville.
Aren't we in Sledgeville yet, Dwayne?
Well, almost, Delton.
Well, just to be on the safe side, why don't you pull into that gas station and ask for directions?
Oh, is that necessary?
Humor me.
Okay, Delton.
Hi there. Can I help you folks?
How far is Sledgeville?
About 500 feet. My boss wanted to build this gas station right on the border, but he kind of missed.
Well, that's nice. Now, will this road take us to the Sledgeville Thrifty Doe's Inn?
Yep. It's the only road in town, except for the private road leading up to the old Quigglesby place, and nobody's allowed to use that one.
Oh.
That's okay. Nobody ever wants to go to the old Quigglesby place anyway.
Uh-huh.
You guys want any gas while you're here?
Sure. Why not?
We don't need any gas, Dwayne.
Now, we took up this nice man's time, Delton, and we ought to buy something.
Oh, all right, but try not to overspend.
Oh, okay. All right, mister. Just give us enough gas to get into town.
Sure thing, pal. There, that ought to do ya.
Well, thanks very much.
Don't mention it. Just pay me.
All right, Delton, give the man your credit card.
Why can't we use your credit card?
Well, yours is closer.
Oh, all right. Here.
Thanks.
Tell me something about this Thrifty Doe's Inn. Is it a nice place?
Oh, sure. The finest in Sledgeville.
Good, because we're supposed to get the best suite, and I want to be sure it's worth looking forward to.
Oh, so you're the guys.
Yes, it's really me.
Yeah, and it's me too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And you stopped at my gas station?
I told you the public would recognize me, Dwayne.
I guess so.
Here, take your credit card back. There's no charge for you.
Wow, well, thanks.
Give me my credit card, Dwayne.
Oh.
I gotta go call the mayor and tell him that you're on the way.
You know, I think I'm gonna like Sledgeville.
Me too. It's a nice, friendly town.
And in the mayor's office, in the lower lobby of the Sledgeville Thrifty Doe's Inn.
Who is that on the phone, Mayor?
That was Gus down at the gas station, Throckmorton. They've just entered Sledgeville now. They should be here any minute.
This sure is a historic moment.
It certainly is, Throckmorton. It certainly is.
I still can't believe a big outfit like Snarkle and Sons would pick our town to try out their new seminar.
And just remember, it happened during my term of office.
Oh, I won't forget, Mayor. By the way, what was that seminar called again?
Extra Income Through Personality Analysis of Common Kitchen Utensils.
Oh, yes. What a catchy title.
Well, they should be here any minute. Why don't you get down and get a head start on that paperwork and start checking them into the best suite now?
Yes, sir. Oops.
Oops. What oops? Did you say oops, Throckmorton?
I'm afraid the best suite is reserved.
What? For whom?
Somebody called Delton T. Horn and Dwayne.
Ah, they sound like a pair of nobodies. I give the best suite to these seminar guys. They're important to Sledgeville.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, that must be them now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Hi.
Oh, we're glad to meet you.
Of course you are. Now, what about our room?
One moment, sirs. We're putting you into the very best suite.
Of course you are. That's where we're supposed to be.
Gosh, Sledgeville sure is a friendly town.
Well, we do our best. We're planning a big parade for you the day after tomorrow.
Wow.
Isn't that a bit excessive?
Oh, don't knock it, Delton. A parade is a parade.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Will the mayor and Throckmorton realize they've got the wrong guys? If so, will that mean our heroes won't get their parade? Tune in next time for Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Roger Studi, Craig Nesbitt, and David Owens.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.